Bezer Hashem in the middle of the sugya, Konech HaVzchus, we get the Iket HaLochus Bezer Hashem today. We start as follows.
How do you spell the cat?
Lamed Chof, and the Chof, and the Fei.
I keep writing it, so.
Okay, there's a Mishnah, everybody knows the Mishnah, that a person has to judge his friend until he reaches, you're not allowed to judge your friend until he reaches place. As I state in the Mishnah, many of us, very base, Mr. Dalit. There's a famous Maisa, I'm sure everybody knows the Maisa. It's kedai to say it again, because it's published again to what we're dealing with over here. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Chof, tells us the following Maisa. The Talmidim of Rav Ashi were learning about the following situation. They were learning about King Achav and King Yeravam. Yeravam ben Yevo. We know that these two people lost their chelik in Olam Habo because they did certain avodas. Look, they lost their chelik in Olam Habo. So at the end of the Shein, Rav Ashi said, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to learn about our friend King Menashe. Why he lost his chelik in Olam Habo. Fine. That night, says the Gemara, Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream, and he said to him, why did you call me your friend? You call me your friend, and he gave him rebuke that you called me our friend. Who gives you the right to call you our friend? So Rav Ashi, he said like this. He said, Menashe asked Rav Ashi the kasha in a dream. He said, tell me something. When you make a bracha on bread, which side of the bread should you eat first? So Rav Ashi says, sorry, I don't know. So he said to him, he said, Menashe said to him, you don't even know what side of the bread to eat first, and you call me your friend. Like, what type of person are you? He says, please, so teach me the halacha. Tell me what it is, and I'll teach it tomorrow to all the Talmidim in your name. So he said, told him that when you make a bracha on bread, you must make a bracha, and you must eat the most crusty, the most well-done mokkim of the bread first. So he said, okay, I'll teach it to the Talmidim tomorrow. Rav Ashi said to him, let me ask you a question. He's such a great Talmud Chacham. He's such a Choshvi Yid. How was it Shaykh for you to be, oh, you did that Avodah Zarah, you went off the Derech, you were such a Choshvi Talmud Chacham, how much a Gadol. How was it Shaykh for you to go off the Derech? So Menashe said to him, the answer is Mamish Al Nakuda. But Menashe said to him, if you would have lived in our generation, you would have lifted up, you would have lifted up your coat, you would have run after me into the house of Avodah Zarah. That's what he said. The Yetzer of Avodah Zarah was so stark in those days that even the biggest Gedolim, unfortunately, were taken and were going after it. What do you see from this Gemara, what do you say? You see this Gemara, you can't even judge someone from the same generation, for sure not from a different generation. Because we don't know what they went through. We don't know what they went through, we don't know what the situation was, we don't know what the Yetzer Horrors were, we don't know what all the different brought him. So Mamela teaches us in Yisrael Gadol that you can have someone, whoever he is, you can never, ever judge him. Because how can you judge someone until you reach his place, like the Mishnah says in August, until you get to where he was, in his situation, and everything that he's looked for, and that you cannot judge a person in that case. Now, come again, Maita. Let's start. Okay, you know what? We have to say one more Maita, because it's Mamish Nagaya. It's Mamish Nagaya, it's Alochas. That's as follows. So in order to be done in Kavskos, sometimes you have to use a little bit of imagination. That means we're not saying you have to be a fool, you have to be a shaiter, and start saying things that have no shaykhus bechalal, but you have to use a little bit of imagination, like the Gemara tells us. Famous Gemara. Who doesn't know the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara of Rabbi Akiva goes as follows. We know that Rabbi Akiva worked for someone for about 7 years. About 7 years. Came to Yom Kippur, he went to his boss, he said, listen, I've been working for 7 years, I've been sent by my family to make a parnasa. Give me my money, give me my wages, let me go back to my family and give them some money, give them some parnasa. So he said, I'm really sorry, but I don't have any money. Oh, he said, you don't have any money? Okay. So give me some animals. He said, I don't have any animals. I said, okay, so give me some land. No, I've got no land. Give me some pillows, give me some blankets. No, I don't have any, sorry. Do you have any food? I have nothing. So he said, oh, all right, say that. And off he goes. And he's offering him money. And off he goes back to his house, you know, a little bit upset that he worked for 7 years and nothing to show his family what he's been away for. No, he comes back to Seder. Straight off to Sukkos, the fellow that he worked for took three big animals, he loaded them with all sorts of food and all sorts of wonderful delights, and he makes his way over to his former employer. And he starts sitting down with him, and he shows him what he's got. And he says to him, let's sit down and eat. They sit down and eat. After he sat down and ate, he gave him his money. He paid him his wages for the last 7 years. And he said to him, I have a question for you. When I told you that time ago, that when I don't have any money to pay you, what did you think? And he said, what do you mean? I thought maybe you made like a business deal or something. You probably gave all your money over to the business deal. He said, what happened when I said, I've got no property, I've got no land to give you? He said, yeah, you probably tied it up with other things. You've probably given it to other people, whatever it may be. He said, what do you say when I've got, what did you think when I said, I've got no animals? He said, you probably gave it up, you're probably busy with other things, whatever, they're busy working in the field, that you need them, whatever. And what happened? I said, I've got no food. Look, you probably didn't give too much information. Because he went through the list of all the things, and every single time, he said, what did you think when I told you this? He said, I thought this. What do you think when I thought this? I thought this. And he said, it's unbelievable. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And the Gemara is teaching us here, so God. The Gemara is teaching us that sometimes you have to use a little bit of imagination. And sometimes it's the Emes de Kazakh. Not that, again, like I said, it's not that the Torah wants you to be a shaita. And you have to think of some crazy thing that this guy's doing. No. You use a little bit of your imagination. Sometimes you can figure out what the person doing is lav dafka going to be something so bad. Now, let me go weiter. Let's get now to the Ikka Halachas. The Ikka Halachas of Don Kassus as follows. We have to know there are three different types of categories of people. Really four, but I said we'll say three. There's someone called a tzaddik, there's someone called a rasha, and there's someone that's a bainini, a regular guy. The halachas of Don Kavskus apply differently to each of them. So let's start. Again, a lot of these halachas, there's no shulchan aruch, there's no real simonim, mishnah berurah about these inyanim. Most of these things are brought in gemaras and chazal and rambam, v'chulei. Right, okay, lots of different ramakomim, shavit shuvah, maybe yoyna, okay. Lemaisa, let's start with a tzaddik. Not a guy, let's say, right? You have a tzaddik, Gomel. You have a tzaddik. He's doing something that looks a little bit fishy. It's a little bit mysterious. Now, what's going on over here? So let's go a simple case. When it comes to eating kosher food, so I can safely assume that most from him are tzaddikim when it comes to from, when it comes to kosher food. No one's a tzaddik when it comes to kosher food because nobody's going to go and eat treatment food. So when it comes to kosher food, every yid is basically a tzaddik clapping that inyan. Menela. What would be in the following scenario? You see a fellow, from yid, and he's going into a trefa restaurant. No, so I have to think, hold on a second. Don't the gaff scores. What do I have to do now? Here I have a tzaddik. Why is he a tzaddik? He's a tzaddik, not because he's the emistic a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik because clapping trefa food, most from yid are a tzaddik. So menela, I have a chir gom, min ha-teira, to judge this fellow favorably. And therefore, he's either going in, he needs a Coke, or he needs the bathroom, or he's asking directions, or there's all sorts of wonderful ideas that I can come up with. Whatever it is, I have a chiyuv in Torah to judge him favorably. That's a double portion, there's no shayla bechlal. Now, that's the gabi et tzaddik. Now, that means even if what he looks at, mom, you're not doing so good, that means he looks at something he sees. Real looking bad, you still have a chiyuv gomor to judge him 100% favorably. There is no shayla in the belt. Now, again, you can come up with all sorts of ideas and excuses why he's doing it. Let's say, for example, you see the guy through the window biting through a cheeseburger. Now, now we're a little bit of a problem. Now, bitch, I'm going to walk into the restaurant. No, we can tie it up. No. Mike said, you can tie it up. No, he went inside for a toilet for this. But here it is. He's eating the chips. He's eating the burger. What are you going to do now? No, so the mice, you know, it's not his own food. You see, the restaurant is wrapped up. All the miners are steaming up. Come all the miners. What's the title? No, it's Koch Nevesh. It's Koch Nevesh. Again, you have a chim and a Torah to do so. We're not discussing Midas Hasidus and Chumus. We're talking about chim min ha-Torah. Just like there's a chim to shake a lulav and sukkos. There's a chim on basic to eat matzah. And there's a chim to write to put on tefillin. There's a chim to judge the person favorably. That's the halacha gemura, eim al adabim. Sorry?
Halei to mount sandwich right next to
them. There for what?
Different
situations, you can make up something else, whatever. Okay, going again, right. So that's the Gabe et Sadiq, Adad Mizachiv Gomu for a person to judge him favorably. Now we're going right. What's the halacha of a Rasha? Here you have a fellow, that's a Rasha. He's not a firm fellow, he doesn't care about Averis, he doesn't care about doing Averis, all these sorts of things. So what's the halacha of such a situation? You see the fellow who is, like I said, a Rasha, right? Doesn't care that much, doesn't care to do Averis, doesn't care, everybody knows he does Averis. And you see him on Shabbos Kodesh going into the car. There is no chiyuv bechlal to judge him favorably. I don't have to think, oh, he's probably going to, you know, he's a doctor, or he's going to take his wife to the hospital. No! He's being mechal Shabbos, period. There's no Indian to be, Madonna of schools, someone that's a Rasha. Why? And it's very, I want to explain to you why. Let me explain to you why. Again, it's a chiyuv.
The guy was listening every day. He drives because every
time. I'm not the show.
Sorry?
I'm not the show.
Hold on a second. Let me explain to you why. I want to explain to the slow and what's the chat over here. It goes as follows. Now, SM, the Torah does not want a person to be naive. It's not the trap that the person has been naive and everything everyone does, Beseder, it must be okay, he has a heter, whatever it may be. That's not the trap for Ket. The Torah wants a person to recognize what is the correct mahalach and what is not the correct mahalach. Mimela. If we just go around thinking that everybody's a good tzaddikim, then we'll have a problem. Because then we will fall and become friendly and learn from all the Rishonim also. Mimela, the Torah wants a person to make a distinction, a differentiation between a tzaddik and a rasha. So here we have a rasha that's doing something that's not in a beira. Right? So what are doing in a beira? I've got no chiyuv to judge him favorably. Why? Because we want people to know that he's a rasha, dining yourself, obviously, in order not to mix with him and not to come in close contact with him. Now, a person can come along and say, you know what, forget it. From this day onwards, I don't judge anybody. That's it, finished. I'm not going to judge anybody. I don't get into these shiners, tzaddik and a rasha, and you know, yes, no, chayuv, no, I'm just not going to judge anybody. Now, the mindset is very, very not practical. Because the MSD is in a thought person's thought process, is he makes thousands and thousands of judgments every day. A guy walks out of Shachris early, he walks into Shachris late, he doesn't come to Mincha, he doesn't come to Seder, he's in this place, he's going on this spot, all these sorts of things. Every 5 seconds we're making another judgment. So it's not true for a person to say, I'm not going to judge, because it's the devil of a human being. So we made a kaponim, if we are judging, at least let's judge in a proper way. So again, at Tzaddik, Poshut, Erechiv, Minatoyot, to judge him favorably, that means even if he's looking like he's doing something terrible. A Rasha, that's doing something bad, Avada, there is no inyan b'chalal to don him the kafschus, and the way that Avada can say, Avada is doing an Avera. What most negated to us is a Beinani. What the Gemara Rosh Hashanah calls most of us are a Beinani. We're a regular, average, normal Jewish person. Meaning, we try not to do Averas. Sometimes it happens, we do an Avera. Right, Lolein, sometimes it happens. It's not the trap that we don't care. It's not something that we want to do. No matter what we do, we try to be nizer, or sometimes it comes out. So that's called what we call a beinani, what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us. What's the halacha with a beinani? The halacha is like this, very, very important. If the action that this fellow is doing can either be taken good, or either be taken bad, right? In other words, it can go both ways. So it's a sofik, and if it's a sofik, you have a chiv gomu to judge him favorably. That's the yisod. Again, you have a beinani, regular from yid. That's doing something that looks a little bit dodgy, a little bit not beseder. Now, it looks not beseder, but then on the other hand, maybe he's doing the right thing. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to town or he's going to his bank in town. I have absolutely no idea. Is there anything there? Other, I have a suffix, and the halacha is, Elechim Gomu, the judgment paper. That's number one. Number two, how about if he's doing something that's badly bad? I push it, see him doing something awesome. Maybe I have a Beinani guy, a regular, normal, religious, from fellow. And he's doing something that's kemat zicha. I can see him doing it that's bad. I can see him walking to the place that he shouldn't be. I can see him talking to the person he shouldn't. I can see him looking, hearing, speaking, whatever it may be. All the examples in the world. I see it's bad. So I'm trying, maybe he's doing the right thing. No, he's not. Because I can hear what he's saying. And he's not saying the right thing. I hear him. The answer's like this. You're not mechuyev to judge him favorably. That means I'm not mechuyev to say he's probably doing the right thing. But it's a midas chasidus to still say he's doing the right thing. Again, a Beinani guy, let's get it clear. A Beinani guy that's doing something that's maybe good, maybe bad, chiyuv gomu to judge him favorably. Right? Masha ein gein, you're doing something that basically looks like it's bad, so I've got no chiyuv to judge him totally favorably, but it's a midus chasidus that a person can have to judge him favorably. It's a commendable, wonderful act of a person to do so. Now, let's go on to another stage, which is also extremely negative. What happens if you have a stranger? You have someone that you have no idea who the guy is. I don't know if he's a tzaddik. And if he's a Russia, I don't know if he's a Beinani. What's the halacha in such a case? Now, this is Beinani again, right? Because you go certain places, and these people go to this place, and you see this person saying, nah, this person's looking here, this person, all sorts of wonderful things. The Maya says, I don't know who the guy is. Maybe he's a Tzaddik, maybe he's a Russia, maybe he's a Beinani. So again, I'm not going to go into the Yukim now, with the Yonah, mixed with the Mishnais, and the Rambam. Kama. Now, the Minas, and also Maramakomis over here. But the Maya will say, halacha the Maya. If I don't know somebody, right, who he is, an action that he's doing is a shtickle sofik, meaning it's not sure exactly what he's doing is right, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's leaning a bit more to the right, maybe it's leaning a little bit more to the wrong, whatever it may be. There's no chiyuv to judge him bechlal, but again, it's a midas chasidus to judge him favorably. That's a big yisod. okay? That basically finishes off mainly the halachas of Don Kassus with the four different madrigas of people. But one thing we do have to mention, which is extremely choshev as a shloma to this, is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish. Now, in Hachanami, when we see somebody else doing something, we've got to be Don Kassus. But the person who's doing it, meaning applies to every person, has to be careful not to do things that people can arise suspicion, can do things that, you know, will arise all sorts of, you know, people's thoughts and all sorts of wonderful things. And then you know this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk, the Yisim, the Kiyim Hashem, Umi Yisrael. And it's a big Yisrael, you know this by Maris Ayin, Yeridaeus, the Big Zayin, another Rambam claims that there's a fear for a person to do the right thing because you don't want people to think wrongly of you, right? And Rebbe Yeshiva, Yisrael, Tzuski Shlita, grandson of Yeshivas and so on. And he used to, sometimes grace at sadiq, anybody that knows him is a grace at sadiq, unbelievable sadiq, because to watch the man say Asher Yotza is a musa shmuz without any words. It's unbelievable. Just posh to watch the man say Asher Yotza. The kids, he used to come, there was a tzkuf in yeshiva, and he was looking after his father, whatever, he used to come to shacharis every single morning, and he would sometimes come late. Now, nobody in a million years, nobody, I guarantee you, there's not one person in yeshiva's Torah that thought he overslept, or thought that, I don't know what. But yet, he felt the need, at the end of the thing, I remember one day he got up and said, oh, boy, so I want to tell the Olam that the reason why I was late today, and sometimes I'm late, is because I look after my father, and, you know, he was a chreis of his father, he was a godel mamish, was an old man, the kids needed help, and the kids, sometimes things came out, that it took a little bit longer, and he came late. And it was unbelievable, and he set him off to his very, nobody even thought of you, like, you don't even have a mina, that you woke up to four in the morning early anyway, like, man after mina. He said, he's in the king. Peace in the king, I've got to do the right thing. The right thing is that I don't want anybody to be choshev me from b'chalso. Again, on one side of the coin, you've got the chiyuv to be don't make chalso on everybody else, but on the other hand, you have an achrayus also. Your achrayus is that you've got to make sure you're looking to do the right thing. That's also a big yisoid. And one last thing also is also very, very also, tremendous yisoid also, is that also have to be careful is in creating a chilul Hashem. It's a very thing, some soifei in the kutim, and the chuvah and there, some in the test, which we're not going to go into, but riches over there, is that you have to realize also, especially as a from Jew, a from Yid, whatever you do is going to be looked at by other people, and therefore you have to be careful that you're doing the right thing. I wanted to finish this Nekuda before we start the next halacha with one other thing, and that is as follows. There's a Moyudik in Ma'ori Naim in Parashat Skukas. The Ma'ori Naim explains, oh, he's so groggy. He says that when you look at another person, it's like looking in a mirror. Whatever you see is really a reflection of yourself, as they state over there. If we've got something negative about our midas, about our character traits, then the stomach will see those midas rise in other people also. Masha Engin, if a person is lucky and he's mamish torn gavaldig midas, then when he looks at other people, he sees gavaldig midas. And we see this with some of the gedolim, we see the way that the gedolim judge other people. We see, I'll just give you a couple of mices, what the gedolim is to do with David of Lelov, mamish agreisa chassidish yid, was one time collecting stock up. He's one of the different places collecting stock. The kid's in one of the houses, he stays in that house more than any other house collecting stock. And you can imagine when collecting stock, you've got to go from one to the other to the other. The kid's in one place, he stayed over there, and he said, I'm terribly sorry for the delay. He said to his partner over there that he was collecting with, but I saw a tremendous amount of Yerushalayim in this place. And the guy said to him, what exactly Yerushalayim did you see? What Yerushalayim did you see? I didn't see anything, Bechlal. He said, I'll tell you what happened. He said, the young man at the house over here that was involved came very angry at his father. He came very angry at his father. And he said to his father as follows, if it wasn't that I have Yerushalayim, that I fear heaven, I would kill you. That's what he said to his father. Rav David of Lelov said, look at this person's Yerushalayim. He's got so much Yerushalayim that he's not going to kill his father because of it. But he said, most people look at that mice and say, that's a terrible mice. The guy almost killed his father. He said, murder, have Yerushalayim. Oh, but Rav David of Lelov, no! Don't look at that! Look at the godness of his Yerushalayim! Look at Alkin the Kah, he says, if not, you wish your mind, I would kill you. That's how you have to look at things. The Tzaddik and the Gedolim, when they saw people, they were so torn, so kodesh themselves, and the Mele, when they saw other people, they saw the same thing. That's Mamish the Ma'ori Naim Sugya. One last myself, from the Hedek of Avarim and Belz, Mamish Avarim, Ish Kodesh Ad Moed. He said to his doctor one time, that was a non-frum fellow, and he said to him, do you believe in God? Do you believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? And the doctor said, you know what? On Pesach, I eat matzah. I basically master, that's basically all that I do. Now, the bells are rather on that, from that time onward, it was always mentioned, this doctor. He said, the doctor eats much on Pesach, the doctor eats much on Pesach. What's the pshat? He doesn't do anything else. Because he has that chilek of good in him. He has dachin. He does something for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's all he saw. For him, that was Ad Bori. That was Gavaldik. What? That's it. Now again, back to my side. We'll speak up one more halacha, and if we'll finish it today, the Ikat Beis Hashem on Sunday, we're going to get to the halacha of the Lashon Hara, which are mamish the Ikat of Koyach Adibu, and mamish we're going to speak up mamish Moed Kinyanim. We'll speak up. I have 5 more minutes to speak out a very, very important halacha, also the Gabi Koyach Adibu, and that is for a person to mekayim what he says. When a person says something, it's a tremendous inyan for a person to try and mekayim what he says. We know the pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Parashas Matris, Ish ki yod nedek lo yichol dvorom kechol ha-yaitzim mepir yaseh. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you've got to do. And it's a tremendous, tremendous yisur. It's a moedik medrash. The medrash tells us that in the days of Yanai HaMelech, 2,000 cities were destroyed. Why? Because they did not refrain from swearing. They made nedorim, even though it was emes. It's a big yisur. There's a gemar nedorim chobez haman aleph. The Gemara Nedarim tells us if you make a neder, it's ki'ilu, you built a boma. As I state. And the Gemara continues, if you mekayin your neder, meaning you fulfill your vow, it's ki'ilu, you brought a korban on the forbidden boma. Now Chazal tell us, we don't want people to make nedarim. We don't want people to say things that they will not keep. For the simple reason is, they might be over the neder. But even if a person was over neder, Chazal didn't want us to be moisif on that which the Rebbeinu Shlomo told us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Torah what's awesome, what's mutu, what you do have to, what you don't have to do. We come along and say, oh, this is awesome, I can't do this, I can't go here, I can't all sorts of things. Right? And we see it's quite a very, very negative thing. There's somebody who showed me about that, but I haven't got time to be married in it. Now, I want to speak about just two in Yonin. Number one, what happens if a person is required to swear by court, right? I remember a fellow from the army, he once called me, and he was once, where was it? I think he was being inaugurated, I don't know what the word is in English, into the army system by the coastal over there, and he had to make some shyness over there that he wasn't chloron. He said, well, to us, we're going into the union, but it's a great shayla. You should know when a person goes to a court, a Goyisha court, and he has to swear, so there's a tremendous shayla in the police game. Again, I'm not going by Richard the Subject because it requires a lot of marmakomas and a lot of shtickal abdom also, which I haven't got time, maybe another time we'll discuss it, but not now. There's a motika chazanish. The chazanish no chazabinu brings down that if a person refuses to swear in court, what they'll ask you to do is to affirm what you said was true. That's what they ask. Huh? Don't swear, but affirm what you're saying, all your words is true. The Chazon Ish learned, that's exactly the same as a neder. It's the same thing as swearing, it's just in a different lashon, different language. But again, the person has to be very, very careful in such a situation. But again, these are tremendous, tremendous shailas that we have to realize. If you do come up, go and ask a local Orthodox rabbi. Now, let's continue with a couple of halachas that are going to get to us. And that is as follows. What happens if a person makes a neder? He makes a neder doesn't mean a havenu mukhala making a neder. It can be sometimes you say something, and it's got a bit of a neder. For example, I had a bocha that called me up a couple of weeks ago, where you got my number from? I have absolutely no idea. The kasha asked himself several times during the day where people get my number. There, there. A very interesting question. He said to me like this. He said he made a shavu, a neder mamish, and he's going to wake up at a certain time for shachris, and if he doesn't, he will give a tremendous amount of money to stock up. Very commendable thing to do. Right? Told me the problem was, he gave me about the Shabbos. And now he owes a tremendous amount of money to Tzedakah. Is he allowed to, what's the halacha? I can say, it was over on neder. Now, the mice, the person says as follows. If a person is making a neder to improve himself in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, to become better in Zahiris and all these sorts of things, so the mice said, such a neder is mutter. So as a mice, someone once came to Hashem Ezam and Oba, and they said that very similar neder, so I just told you. And I asked him to be matched with the neder, he said, absolutely not. Right? For example, let's say a person is scared to get the Oban and Issa. So he makes a neder, I'm not going to go to a certain place or go on a certain bus in order that I don't come and do an Issa. To do such a vow, to make such a neder, is the Maisa Mutter, because again, it's being Moisiv, a person's Shmira of Mitzvahs. That Stocker, very interesting Shaila. What happens about the Quet Stocker? We know by Baruch HaLameinu, Chazal tell us, actually died as a punishment to Yaakov for delaying the fulfillment of his neder. So he stayed in Medrash. The Maisa person has to be very, very careful. When it comes to Stocker, a person sometimes could do things that are for a dinner the neder mamish. So let me give you a couple of examples of Maisa. How about a person gets an aliyah in shul? You get an aliyah in shul, the cover stands up, he says, you're giving yourself a certain thing, certain amount of money. So you can tie it. Oh, so you could tie it. And I didn't say anything, and we know the halacha, that a neder doesn't work by shlichus, and therefore could be a mock bound by this neder. So the first can know. The Gavali is staying in front of me. I'm standing there. I didn't say no.
They say
no. The Chazon should always be back to Zidni Neder. Now, the mice, what's the halacha in such a situation? What's the halacha? You see a person collecting money in a shul. No, he's going around the shul. You think, you know what? I'm going to give this fellow money. You've got to be very careful, by the way. I had a friend that called him. He said to me, he was by a Hoshvi Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael of a Hoshvi Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he told me as follows. He was by the yeshiva, and he was telling him different things about yeshiva. He said to himself, I'm giving £1 million to this yeshiva. That's what he told. Then he called me up and said, I'm a chayv in the nether? So, whatever, we entered the situation that my pastor wasn't for the reason that we can't go to now. Whatever. If you have a guy that's collecting in shul, what's the halacha in that case? He's going around collecting, you start going in your pocket, you start thinking, ooh, maybe I'll give him some money. What happens is all of a sudden, right, luck turns out, he doesn't come past you, and he goes straight out of the shul. What's the halacha in such a situation? So, if the disciple of Paskin, in such a case, you should really give the money that you're intending to give to him to a different honor. Right? Let me go later. Also, when a person wants to give stalker, he thinks to give stalker, he wants to give stalker, he should always, always marry himself to say, but he made it's a tremendous, tremendous result. Also, a person has to realize, again, we're not going into too much in tariqas over here, but except, if a person does a certain hanhoga a few times, and it's a good hanhoga, especially if it's a chumra, chosh bizarre, it could be he's bound by a nether by these things. Now, there are poskim again, we're not going to be married on the sugya, that hold, that if you do something, few times, especially if you say Bineda, it's okay, you should always try to say Bineda, you should try to say, I'm not doing this Hanhoga Toiva. However, you can be Soymech if you come up Oiskim on the Hatoris, the Dorin that you make on Erev, Shonarev, you keep whatever your meaning is. Why? Because if you look at the Losh there, we say, whatever I'm going to do, any Maisa, any Hanhoga that I'm going to do from now till next year. So again, there is a Mokin you make of Rakhov, part of a person should realize, again, we're seeing the Yisayit Nohamo, 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 that the pair. The Kurdish Akdashim Mazuk the Goy is so unbelievably powerful that whatever you say, you call us a Yasif, you've got to do it. Whatever your mouth says, it's got such tremendous koichas that the Rabbi Shalom put into our mouth. And Be'ez Hashem, we try to do Shmiris and be in the best way that we can. Let's say that.